Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, so you know what we've got next is a psychologist who actually put out a little memo for the staff at the hospital where he works, and he said, listen, this is traumatic for you. And one of the nurses got back to the staff there and said, you know, what the doctor said is really helpful. And then somebody else said, you know, it actually would be helpful to the general population. Okay, so how can we best mentally, emotionally cope? Doc, after this.
With coronavirus spreading, now is the time to take steps to protect you and your family and slow the spread of coronavirus. Do your part to help in this fight. How? Stay home. Staying home during the coronavirus outbreak saves lives because people who don't have any symptoms can still spread the virus without knowing it. Stay home and tackle those spring projects. Organize your closet, try a new recipe, or virtually chat with your book club. Practice healthy distancing. If you do have to go out, stay 6 feet or 2 arm lengths away from others. Avoid touching your face. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds after you've been in a public place or after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. Join the fight and do your part to stop the spread of the coronavirus. To learn more, visit DuPageHealth.org/COVID-19. Hashtag do your part, DuPage.
Hi, it's Tonya Khoury from my family business, Green Tea Services. Due to the coronavirus, our customers are concerned about disinfecting their homes and businesses. So in addition to our thorough air duct and floor cleaning for carpet, tile, and hardwood, Green Tea now offers a special in-depth total disinfectant service for your home or business. Our crews are screened prior to being allowed to work each day, and we use a safe EPA hospital-grade antimicrobial disinfectant that kills viruses, bacteria, and mold. I just had this done in my home. Our current treatment supplies are limited, so call us now for an affordable price to disinfect your home or business. Call now, 800-5-GREEN-TEA for details. Let my Green Tea family help keep your family safe and provide you with peace of mind.
Green Tea Services, service to a
green tea.
800-5-GREEN-TEA or greenteaservices.com.
Strangely, I always enjoy chiming in with the green. It's 10:44 on WGN. Dr. David Banyan is the chairman of the COVID-19 Task Force Subcommittee on Wellness, Stress, and Grief. Boy, doctor, we could sure use you today. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, good morning, John. Thank you for having me on the show today. I'm doing well, thank you.
I described a little bit about how you came to our attention. What's the first thing people should know if they're just trying to manage their emotions or their mental health right now?
Sure. I think that it's important to realize that we're really in an unprecedented time, and one of the first steps actually is to become familiar with the psychological and physical signs of anxiety. So if I can elaborate a little bit, psychologically, people may be experiencing fear or thinking about all the what-ifs in their life or what's happening with the pandemic, thinking about the bad and the negative over and over again. Other psychological signs include racing thoughts, trouble concentrating, and perhaps a sense of loss of control in their own life and also in the environment. Physical signs of anxiety can include elevated heart rate, sweating, tremors, muscle tension, and some people, if they pay attention, will notice that they're clenching their jaw or even grinding their teeth.
I don't know anybody who hasn't had some of those symptoms, and I'm not kidding. I think we're all going through that to some degree.
I would agree with you. I think that in present times, you know, we rightly so perceive a potential threat to our safety and well-being from this virus that's an invisible enemy and that behaves very differently in different people. And that there's a demand and pull on our resources to change our lives in a way that just a few months ago probably would have been unthinkable.
Well, I'm going to ask you to give us some, as concrete as you can, specific tips or ideas on how to manage this, but let's get to that in just a moment. I'm concerned about us getting through the current moment, and then when we do emerge, I wonder how many people are, in fact, going to be afraid to go to restaurants or go to baseball games, that the damage will be long-lasting, and it'll harm them, and it'll harm restaurants and baseball teams.
I hear you. I think the important thing to keep in mind here is that we are going to find more effective treatments over time, and as the scientific community here and across the globe develops a better understanding, and again, you know, effective treatments for the condition, I think that we'll be able to adapt in a way that reduces the uncertainty and gives us back the confidence that we are able to take measures to protect ourselves, to protect our loved ones, and to protect our families. But I think that that is going to take some time.
But do you see my point that on the one hand, I might want to get through the moment, and then on the other hand, I think, okay, I survived that, but I'm a little wondering how long-lasting this PTSD, and maybe if you're a war veteran, you don't appreciate my using that term, because what you went through is a lot different than what I'm going through, but I wonder just how different and unfortunate it is going to be for a lot of people when they emerge from this.
I think it is going to change the world, and it is going to change how we do things. And it's important that, as best as we can, we start to take those steps and be able to come to terms with some of the changes that are going to happen as best as we can. And, you know, I wish I had a magic bullet that could, you know, eradicate people's anxiety. But to some extent, it's important to realize that anxiety does serve an important function. It tells us that something important is happening and that we need to turn our attention to it.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. I've heard somebody else say something along those lines. It's okay to be anxious right now. Oh, you know, there'd almost be something wrong if you weren't. And that sometimes literally stopping and breathing, you know, just gathering your wits is a useful tool. Do you agree with that?
I do. And I think what you're pointing out is, you know, we just need to focus on the here and now. And when we focus on the here and now, we will identify things that are within, you know, our power to control. And we can do things such as be productive, help others, and engage in activities, even though it may not be the same as it was a few months ago, that are still rewarding and gratifying to us.
When I think about the here and now, sometimes I tell myself that's actually being lazy, that I need to, say it's my finances, I could just worry about my next paycheck, but I know I need to think long term. But in this case, there's nothing I can do about the long term. The only thing I can control, I'm not the doctor here, tell me if I'm right, doctor, is the here and now. So just get through today and tomorrow, and, you know, the chips will fall where they may. I'm not going to fix the virus.
Correct. So I think you're making two great points there. One is that in the here and now, our focus is being task-oriented. We can still do things that are productive and meaningful. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't think about the future or have potential plans for the future, you know, a plan A, a plan B. That's also important, too. And I think having potential plans and options and coming up with that is important in not only managing anxiety, but in being realistic about what the person might be facing.
By the way, one of our texters a moment ago said, John, what is the website you gave on the radio for where we can see where the virus is by zip code? It's at the Daily Herald's website. Go to dailyherald.com, the Daily Herald, one of the suburban newspapers. But you'd probably tell me not to do that, doctor, because that's just going to make me feel more tense. Are you telling people to turn off their computers and not watch CNN so much or whatever they're watching?
I think that's a personal choice, and I'm glad you brought that up, because different people are going to react differently. Not everybody is going to be anxious about the same thing. Mm-hmm. So for some people, it may be very important to limit the news or, you know, turn off your computer or stop reading so much and focus on other things. Whereas other people, you know, they don't experience that spike in anxiety or tension. So I think it's really about being aware of how things affect you and making those important choices that are right for you on an individual basis.
We're talking to Dr. David Banyan, who is chairman of the COVID-19 Task Force Subcommittee on Wellness, Stress, and Grief. Where, doctor, where do you practice out of?
I'm at Rush University Medical Center, and I just want to take a moment to say that I'm very grateful for being part of the Rush family. The leadership in the hospital has done a tremendous job in preparing its employees and preparing the hospital at multiple levels for dealing with the pandemic, and it's been educating its employees, supporting its employees, and I feel very fortunate to be part of the Rush family.
So give me some tips then, Doc. Any ideas on what I can do?
Some concrete things, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Sounds good. So if you're an individual who may have been furloughed or lost your job, it's important to regain the structure, organization, and task orientation that you used to have and create a new schedule, a new daily schedule for yourself, and stick to it. That organization helps contain anxiety and keeps you focused in the here and now. Second tip, exercise. While gyms are closed, it's still important for you to get some fresh air. You can go for a brisk walk or a short run in your neighborhood while still respecting the mandates on social distancing. And it's important that you exercise because it burns nervous energy, it improves mood, and it can improve sleep. Last thing is, a lot of people may be facing isolation. There's a lot. You can use social media or virtual, other virtual platforms to arrange a virtual dinner with friends and family to beat the isolation. That's very, very important. Lastly, I think you had mentioned this just before I came on. Some people do have the luxury of having playing a musical instrument or having musical instruments, but to expand that, we still need to find a way to engage in things that give us a sense of accomplishment and reward. So that could be coloring, drawing, painting, even quote-unquote mundane activities such as cleaning or polishing your shoes, listening to your favorite music. And another thing I want to mention is find a way to help others, even at a distance. I think that's very important, and we see that happening all the time, and it's heartwarming, and it's so important, and it shows us that we're all in this together.
Steve Bertrand's in the WGN Radio Newsroom. Steve, are you leaning into your microphone on that?
No, I was not. I'm listening to it, and I'm realizing that I'm not doing nearly enough of those things.
Well,
no, I mean it, you know?
I was, you know, my thought was, as he was saying those things, is that those would have been good ways to live all along, but maybe even more so when the world seems to be falling apart all around us, Doctor.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it becomes even more important when we're under any sort of psychological stress, especially like we are now. Those things that I just highlighted, they become all the more important. I agree with you. They're important on a day-to-day basis, but even more so when we're under stress.
I ordered a paint-by-number kit because I thought it might help, and for those reasons, I really did.
Here we go.
Doctor, there were just too many numbers.
But that's funny because one of my producers said, would you ask this question? People put a lot of pressure on being productive, but I've also read that we should understand that this is a stressful time, and maybe it deters our creativity or activity. So, you know, Lord, if doing all of this just puts more pressure on me, then we're working against our intentions rather than helping them.
Sure. I think, you know, to use the word, as you suggested, productive, actually sheltering in place and maintaining one's own and one's family's health and safety, actually tremendously productive, not only just for the individual, but also for our colleagues on the front line. And if I could, I just want to take a moment on behalf of the Chicago Medical Society to express our deepest appreciation for all workers on the front line who are making a tremendous sacrifice in taking care of patients and putting themselves in harm's way. But being productive right now, one major thing is actually sheltering in place and maintaining the social distance. That is tremendously productive.
And I hope that you're going to allow us to be a little less productive and not beat yourself up about it if that's the case. Even though some of these ideas, I want to repeat your five, sure do seem to be helpful. Regain structure, create a new schedule, and then stick to it. Number two, exercise, among other things. It burns nervous energy. Engage in virtual visits, find art or music in your life, help others. Yeah, I like the sound of all of that. Doctor, I'm going to post this on my Facebook page. Actually, I think we have a link to some of the things that you've written and suggested, and we'll put that on my Facebook page, and if folks want to read or share more, they sure can. We really appreciate your time today, sir.
Thank you very much. If I could, I have two quick announcements to make. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Right. The first one is I want to make sure that everybody, all the listeners, know that telepsychiatry and telemedicine are thriving and well throughout the Chicagoland area, so don't think that there isn't help. There is. A helpful website you could go to is the National Alliance on Mental Illness Chicago chapter, or search in your web browser, NAMI Chicagoland Crisis. And lastly, the Chicago Medical Society has undertaken a plasma drive to collect blood from individuals who have recovered from the COVID-19 virus. And experts are of the opinion that the plasma that we take from these recovered patients may have significant potential to help people who are currently infected with COVID-19. And as of this morning, we have 80 donors. So if you or someone you know has recovered from coronavirus, please have them visit COVID-19CHI, so that's COVID-19CHI.org for more information about the donation. That's a secure website, or call 877-CMS-DOCS.
D-O-C-S. We posted some of that information on our website last week. I'll put it back again on my Facebook page and on the John Williams page at WGNradio.com. In fact, hold on, Doctor. I'll make sure that we confirm all of those numbers and letters with my producer off the air. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure and a privilege.
Yeah, that's our line. Dr. David Banyan is with the COVID-19 Task Force on Grief.